Greetings, saints. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we're thanking you for victory, Father. Lord, you've heard our prayers. You're doing wondrous things, making great changes very quickly. And Lord, Pharaoh and his army are going down in the Red Sea. And we just thank you and praise you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you probably remember on the front page of our site, there's an article called Saving the U.S. from Corruption. And on that page is a couple of maps. One of them was the 2016 election map, which was overwhelmingly red, basically taking out the blue, which was the Democrats, and then below that there was a crime map of 2013 that looked just the same. The overwhelming majority of crime happens in Democratic strongholds. The Democratic Party is far more corrupt. It's bringing great destruction. But the Lord has been taking down this army that was built by the last three administrations, at least. So totally corrupt and sinful and wicked, allied with the Satanists and allied with the most left-wing people you can imagine, and allied with the Muslims and so on and so forth. So, friends, keep on praying. You know, call out to God for America and exercise your authority. Remember Luke 10 and 19. Remember, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Matthew 18 and 18, verily I say unto you, what things soever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what things soever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And Psalm 149 and 6, let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the nations, and punishments upon the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. So cast it all down, saints, all the Satanism and faction and witchcraft and murder and assassination and hatred and wrath and anarchy and plain old stupidity, you know. All kinds of deceiving demons. People don't even know what they're doing or why they're doing it. You know? Just cast it all down. Well, not too long ago, we heard about a dark web offer of $100 million to anyone who would assassinate Donald Trump. So here we prayed against it. We cast it down in the name of Jesus Christ. We sent the angels out and commanded them to reveal who was behind this. I think we found that out. Let me read this article to you. It's on What Does It Mean? And by the way, they quote information from the Foreign Intelligence Service in the Kremlin. Now, I don't really believe that this is a bunch of nuns. Okay, I could be wrong, but it really doesn't matter. They're coming up with intelligence that's usually ahead of the rest of the stuff on the internet. So we know they're not copying it from anybody. And I think they're getting it from the Kremlin, and I think the Kremlin is probably behind this page. But be that as it may, I will read this article to you. It's on June the 5th, 2017. Arab nations break ties with Qatar after $150 million contract offered to kill President Trump. By officially Sorcha Fall, as reported to her Western subscribers. This is interesting. Another stunning Foreign Intelligence Service, SVR, report circulating in the Kremlin today states that Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates and Yemen have broken all diplomatic and travel ties to to the state of Qatar after their receiving confirmation that Qatari Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani was behind the dark web offering of $150 million to anyone assassinating President Donald Trump. And that this Qatari emir had secretly vowed to his supporters, quote, would not be in power for long, unquote. And then there's a picture there of this emir sitting next to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton. Yeah, we know. And according to this report, it goes on to say, on May the 11th, the SVR reported that a kill order contract worth 89,200 bitcoins, now worth $217 million, has been issued on the dark web to anyone who could successfully assassinate President Trump by the end of the month. Now, there was a reason for that timing, because they did not want to see what happened after that. They failed, obviously, because this revelation got out and the angels went forth and stopped it, and the angels now are revealing who did it. And so that was followed 6 days later, on May the 17th, by the mysterious release of a highly coded dark web conversation held between approximately five of these conspirators in the United States intelligence communities called Deep State, conspiring to assassinate President Trump, whose conversations are reproduced herein. Well, I'm not going to read you all that. Most of it's in code. It's called Palpatine's Revenge. I'll explain that to you. But there's people with fictitious names here and identifying other people with, for instance, the code used in this dark web deep state exchange includes RR for Robert Mueller, MF for Michael Flynn, and Limey for Christopher Steele, a former British M16 intelligence officer. So they're, you know, identifying people. These are not necessarily the culprits, but it seems like they had something on Mueller. I'm not sure that that's doing them any good. It doesn't seem to be. Anyway, I'm going to read on. The moniker Palpatine, used by these deep state conspirators seeking President Trump's death, this report explains, refers to a fictional movie character popularized in the famous Star Wars movie trilogy, who is also known as Darth Sidious, or simply the Emperor, whom Qatari Emir Sheikh Al Thani is known as revealed by recently hacked emails that show his support for Islamic terror groups all across the Middle East, but that Qatar quickly labeled as false news. It's important to note that Qatar, this report says, is that it has the third largest natural gas proven reserves in the world after Russia and Iran. But with the proposed 5,600 kilometer, 3,500 miles, pipeline project known as South Pars, agreed to by Iran, Iraq, and Syria to ship natural gas to Europe, established and created the Islamic State. ISIS, IS, ISIL, Daesh, to throw the entire Middle East into chaos and bloodshed so that the Qatari Emir instead could build his own pipeline. And then there's a picture here of the two pipelines that are in competition. The one that the U.S. backed, which was Qatar and through Turkey, and then the one that was Russia backed, which was Iran, Iraq, Syria pipeline. Okay, so these were in competition. Now you know why the U.S., under the criminal, leadership, was seeking to basically destroy Syria, overthrow Syria, and Iraq and Iran concerning this pipeline situation. They wanted control over that. And the Qataris were in on it with this U.S.-backed criminal presidential and deep state criminals to push their line through there. Okay, and of course ISIS and was formed by these people. So let me read on. It says, aligned with Qatari Emir Al Thani in establishing the Islamic State in order to destroy Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, and Iran, this report continues, were radical Islamic Wahhabism sects within Saudi Arabia and the Obama regime. And with them, all believing that Hillary Clinton would become the next U.S. president, funneled tens of millions of dollars into her failed campaign, her money laundering organization called the Clinton Foundation, and even gave her husband, former U.S. President Bill Clinton, a $1 million birthday present. To the horror and bloodshed unleashed by Qatar upon the entire Middle East so that they could build their pipeline, this report grimly states, was noted by the Obama regime, who in one of their secret released emails stunningly acknowledged what was occurring by their stating, quote, we need to use our diplomatic and more traditional intelligence assets to bring pressure on the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which are providing clandestine financial and logistical support to ISIS and other radical groups in the region. Bunch of criminals, huh? And that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange warned was, quote, the most significant email in the whole collection. Now, this is a Hillary Clinton email here. And I'll just read you part of it, but her face is on the lower part of it, so I can't read that. It says, this entire effort should be done with a low profile, avoiding the massive traditional military operations that are at best temporary solutions, while this military paramilitary operation is moving forward, we need to use our diplomatic and more traditional intelligence assets to bring pressure on the governments of Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which are providing clandestine financial and logistic support to ISIL and other radical Sunni groups in the region. This effort will be enhanced by the stepped-up commitment in the KRG. The Qataris and the Saudis will be put in a position of balancing policy between their ongoing so-and-so. I can't read the rest of it. But anyway, back to our article here. Neither the Obama regime or Hillary Clinton did anything to stop Qatar's reign of Islamic terror, choosing instead to create a deep state military intelligence base there, where today over 10,000 American troops, CIA operatives, and private mercenaries remain stationed in that nation's Al Udeid air base. Only President Trump, in fact, this report notes, warned the world and the American people what was occurring when, during his campaign for the U.S. presidency, he publicly stated that President Obama and Hillary Clinton were the founder and co-founder of ISIS. By the way, he was doing the kind of the same thing that Kennedy was doing when he got shot, by the CIA. He was basically blowing the whistle. And he's not going to get shot because we've prayed over him. So, on and on. So, he said here that this Kremlin report that President Obama and Hillary Clinton were founder and co-founder of ISIS too, that he reiterated to the leaders of over 50 Arab nations in Saudi Arabia during his historic visit there last month. As to why Qatari Emir Al Thani and the Hillary Clinton-aligned deep state wanted President Trump assassinated by the end of May, this report explains, was to keep him from meeting those Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia, where Trump and these Arab leaders established the Global Center for Combating Extremist Ideology. Now, of course, all the others are coming against Qatar because they're the main source of this. And even the Saudis are giving up their, ideology, or at least publicly. And most importantly, form a new group to cut off all funding for Islamic terrorists. So they went to work on it right away, evidently, you know. And then there's a president. There's a picture of the president here and King Salman of Saudi Arabia and President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi putting their hands on, not a crystal ball, but it sure looks like it. With Qatar now being isolated by President Trump and his Arab nation backers, this report concludes the U.S. propaganda mainstream media is once again failing to tell the American people the important truths that are now occurring, choosing instead to continue manufacturing fake news like CNN, who this past week, after the horrific radical Islamic terror attack in London, were shockingly discovered to be staging fake news demonstrations that horrified the entire world. Yet they got caught. They certainly did. So what I say is continue to pray, to continue to cast down the deep state, the Satanists who are aligned with the deep state, and their work to try to turn this thing over to the elite banksters and One World Order folks. Okay. And let me share one other thing with you, which I think is very interesting. This is an article on Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Show. Breaking, a Hillary conviction is being offered up in a deal between deep state and Trump. Okay, well, now I'm reading this, but I'm not disagreeing with the facts. I'm disagreeing that they should make a deal at all. And I'll tell you why in a few minutes. And maybe it won't come to pass. I mean, I'm telling you this so we can pray that these criminals come to justice, that they're not able to beg out the biggest part of their crimes just to get them out of the way. They're not out of the way, right? So the article under Hillary Clinton is being offered up as a sacrifice by the deep state. And they know about sacrifices. They're Satanists. They know, you know, and they've been sacrificing children. You know, they shouldn't get away with this, you know. I mean, we need to pray that the Lord drown them all in the Red Sea, right? The Red Sea is really bigger than people figure. They're the silent majority, but they're awakening. And even across Europe, there are people that are doing the same thing, awakening and seeing the good that Trump is doing, or the Lord through Trump is doing. So Dave said, I was told by a very reliable inside sources that Jeff Sessions was closing in on the alleged pedophilia allegations against John Podesta and Hillary Clinton, and this was going to prove doable because Anthony Weiner and possibly Huma Abedin were going to turn state's evidence. Weiner is taking his chances in jail, 27 months. I don't know if he thinks he can hide there or not, but I got to tell you, money talks, and there's people in there that would take him out. So you need to pray that that don't happen because he's needed right now. Going on, it says, however, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is closing in with the foreign support of President Duterte and Vladimir Putin on child sex trafficking emanating out of the United States elite deep state. Yesterday, even Putin said the deep state assassinated John Kennedy. And that's right. It's true. And with each passing day, and with each child sex trafficking arrest, the deep state risks more exposure to both their existence as a shadow government and their true nature. The light of day is something that deep state will not permit. So a deal is being made, which will be revealed in the final paragraphs of this article. The sources. Since the election of Donald Trump, I have been receiving information from an FBI employee, nonspecific, and two State Department employees. One of the State Department employees and the FBI employee must remain anonymous. One State Department employee, Monica Weslowski, and she can provide confirmation to some of the ancillary revelations in this article. Clinton will be offered up on a platter. Yesterday I read no less than six articles in which DNC officials want Hillary to just go away. Well, she is really dragging them down, and I think they finally figured this out. But it's not saving them. And you out there who can pray and exercise your authority, make sure it doesn't save them. The criminal media needs to go down with them. The fact that these stories are released on the same day is not a coincidence. This is part of the deal that has been made between Donald Trump and members of the deep state. This is the primary reason why former FBI Director James Comey was fired when he was. His loyalty to Clinton was a threat to his arrangement. Here are the links to a few of these stories emanating from the DNC and the media who are distancing themselves from Hillary. This is good. This is what we've been praying for. Scatter them, Lord. Turn them against one another. Cause them to turn state's evidence. All these things have been fulfilled, are being fulfilled, at the things that we've prayed for. Everything. You remember we had a dream about me sending forth angels to go and do these things. And we've been doing it. They've been doing it. Praise be to God. I'm not going to read the articles to you, but I'm going to go on. Remember, Hillary was not supposed to be ill. Where did this come from? Well, this is referring to one of the articles where, you know, they are poking fun at her, you know, for wearing her thick glasses and all these things to keep from having a fit, you know. Anyway, let me read on. Hillary Clinton, Chelsea Clinton, Bill Clinton, and James Comey's brother, runs finances for the Clinton Foundation, are under FBI investigation as I write these words. The tips to Jeff Sessions were provided by sources close to Clinton, presumably deep state operatives. Hillary will very likely go to jail. Well, I remember seeing a Bible code that seemed to say that. I think I shared it with you. Go to jail. Lock her up. I say, lock her up. Or at a minimum, receive a suspended sentence and pay a big fine. I have been told that the Clinton Foundation will cease to exist in its present form. Some may remember that I broke the story from my same sources that Podesta had been caught converting Clinton Foundation assets to gold, art, etc., and then hiding these assets. I stated at the time that Hillary knows that RICO will soon come knocking and that total asset forfeiture will occur. Podesta is trying to stay one step ahead. And then he says this, I don't say this, Clinton will not go down for child trafficking, drug dealing, money laundering, or gun running. That is according to the deal he's talking about. I'm just reporting what he's saying, the inside information, so on and so forth. What is it being attempted? I'm just reporting, that's all. what I say is I don't think we ought to let them get away with nothing. And by the way, Dave is not running this thing. The Lord's running this thing, and his sources aren't running this thing, and Trump's not running this thing, and whoever he's making agreements with is not running this thing. The Lord is running this thing, and he's given us authority to bring it down. It's the Red Sea time. It's still going. The Red Sea, by the way, I believe is going to end up about the time that there is a fulfillment of the sign in the heavens that's supposed to come in September 23rd of this year. Because that's the man-child caught up to the throne. That's the woman going into the wilderness. Before the woman goes into the wilderness, there has to be a Red Sea. I think we're in the Red Sea time now. I think it's happening now, and it's been happening. And don't get discouraged by a lot of the garbage that you see out on the internet, folks. It's still going. Don't even be double-minded at all. Just keep on believing and just casting it down. The Lord is hearing your prayers. So the deep state is feeling the heat because the most prominent members of the independent media have been relentless in their pursuit of these activities, especially child sex trafficking. The independent media is talking about. And I was told by my sources that the deep state, even with the support of the media, cannot contain these revelations. They do not want a sleeping public to be aroused, but a story that would dwarf Watergate. Oh gosh, would it ever? And by the way, why make an agreement with people that are on the run? More and more information is coming out. More and more people are turning state's evidence. This is too early to make any kind of deals. We need to go for the Red Sea. To the best of my knowledge, this has not hit the mainstream media yet, but it will very soon. Hillary is being investigated by the FBI for pay for play and misusing her authority as the Secretary of State to get Lois Lerner, IRS director at the time, to prosecute an African national government official who is living inside the United States. If this African official does not help stop the investigation into a government official from Bangladesh who participated in pay for play with regard to the Clinton Foundation. Now, I mean, this is good. This is good, but it's a drop in the bucket. You know, it's just something to get her out of the way. Anyway. There is a second African nation that is subject to this investigation as well, for the same reasons. I have agreed to not release the identity of the second nation because it's too close to one of my sources. Please note that Hillary will be going down for pay for play, and not drug dealing, gun running, nor child sex trafficking. I think that's what we need to change right there. She will also be charged with malfeasance of office with regard to the IRS issue. In exchange, Trump gets to purge much of the deep state that is embedded in the FBI and the State Department. And where's the CIA? Okay, they're the most dangerous. All three sources, including Weslowski, have told me that their supervisors have cleaned out their desks. Many are taking retirement. In Monica Weslowski's case, her supervisor and her supervisor's two levels up are all leaving. Monica said that her office is almost empty. The purge is already beginning. The Red Sea is still happening, right? So you need to continue to pray for Trump. By the way, there's a parallel situation going on with the man-child. I've already gotten three dreams, you know, threats against the man-child and the Satanists and the faction warring against the man-child, and you just need to pray for them too, because the Red Sea is going to take them all down, you know. And when the man-child gets here, I mean, people don't realize. I mean, that's the white horse rider. This is going to bring destruction to a lot of wickedness. Okay. So the devil don't want to see that. He knows the man-child, and his Satanists are praying against the man-child. However, I got to say, we just recently saw advertisements for Satanists around the world to come together to curse Trump, and I haven't seen a sign of it yet. I mean, what is Satan showing to the world? That he's powerless against the Lord. Okay. So, just keep on binding the demons, binding the Satanists, binding Satan, and casting down all this stuff. And let all of this come out. Lord, you said there's nothing hidden that won't be revealed. We ask you to reveal it. Praise God. So, anyway, he goes on to say in this conclusion, this story is a work in progress, and there will be updates. I choose to publish what I know at this point because I wanted to get it out in front of the mainstream media spin that will undoubtedly be coming in order to deceive the public. Well, you know, I know that Dave is a Christian, but I don't think he knows a lot about spiritual warfare, know who's actually running things and how he's running things. And so it's good for him to get this out because now people can pray about it. That's the most important thing, not what the mainstream media do, anybody else is doing, right? I asked the question, does this mean that Trump is backing off of the child sex trafficking? Nobody is certain. I believe it'll all come out. Please note that the allegations that will be coming Hillary's way will have nothing to do with the big three criminal activities of the deep state. One final note. Wasserman Schultz, according to my FBI source, better have lots of bodyguards because in trying to distance herself from the related Seth Rich murder, she is bringing the same kind of attention that Deep State is trying so hard to avoid. I will be offering counterpoints to the mainstream media as this story about pay for play begins to break in the mainstream media. I am also producing a video which validates the claim that Hillary has been ditched by the DNC leadership. He has this note. Finally, we now know that why Hillary was not prosecuted by Trump for the emails when he took office. Well, they may have the rest of the emails now. I mean, this is they would have jumped too soon, right? Basically speaking. So, you know, be encouraged, saints. We are winning the war. Pray up a hedge of protection round about the man-child, Trump, the prosecution, Jeff Sessions. By the way, I heard something that Jeff Sessions said something about retiring. That could be for no reason than a threat. Somebody threatened him. So let's pray that down too. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to give real courage to Jeff Sessions. We ask, Lord, that you cast down the enemy, who I believe is probably threatening him, and the other people on Trump's team that is draining the swamp, Lord. We ask you to protect all of the swamp drainers and that you bring down the criminal element, the most evil and wicked bunch of Satanists in the deep state, who have been sacrificing our children, having sex with them and sacrificing them and doing such wicked things, Lord. Lord, let it come out, Lord. Let it all come out. Let the criminals go down, Lord. And, Lord, you don't even need this prosecution to bring these people down. You can do it in a moment. We know your Red Sea may end up with a lot more of these people dead. And, Lord, we'd love to see them saved so they can tell the story. And I'm sure that among them, you probably will have some that get saved and tell the story, and it won't be hidden. And Lord, we just give thanks unto you for the absolute and total victory that you're giving us in Jesus' name. Lord, give wisdom unto Trump. We pray that he doesn't make any kind of agreement with people that are on the run already, why make an agreement with them? They're on the run already. They know they're in trouble. They're running like rats. Father, we just ask in Jesus' name that this agreement doesn't come short of justice. Lord, just to get them out of the way, that's not a good enough reason. Lord, you can get them out of the way any time you want to. But Lord, we ask that you bring justice so that the world knows that you are God and that you judge evil and that you reward righteousness and that you are the one behind this conservative movement. And because they had plans, the Satanists had plans, the Muslims had plans, the deep state had plans to destroy Christianity in America and the world. And we cast that down in the name of Jesus Christ. We will have a relative, I say, peace for 3.5 years so that the training can go forth. I don't say that there won't be judgments of every kind like the book of Revelation says, but I believe relatively we'll have 3.5 years for the man-child to raise up the witnesses, to raise up the church in the fivefold ministry, and to give truth. Otherwise, your people would not survive these things coming, Lord. They need truth. They need to know the authority of your people. They need to know who you are and what you're doing. They have no foggy idea. I mean, apostate Christianity is totally in the dark. They have no authority. And they're going to be massacred if they don't turn around. So we just ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, continue to have mercy upon your people who are ignorant and deliver them from the evil men that are taking advantage of them and plundering them. I'm talking about their own pastors and leaders, so-called prophets and so-called apostles and so on and so forth. Lord, bring down all this corruption, Lord. Thank you so much, Father, for this mighty move of the Spirit. As far as making an agreement with the enemy, let me just read this to you. 2 Chronicles 16. In the 6th and 30th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not suffer anyone to go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord. Notice that they don't really belong to him. He was handling them for the Lord, but he mishandled them here, you know. Of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, "There is a league between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go and break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me." And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of his armies against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ion, and Dan, and Abel-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard thereof, that he left off building Ramah, and let his work cease. Then Asa, king of Judah, king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha had builded. And he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. And at that time, Hanani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, "Because thou hast relied on the king of Assyria, and hast not relied on the Lord thy God, Therefore is the host of the king of Assyria escaped out of thy hand. Well, it was very clear that the Lord was not only going to give to Asa, the king of Syria and his people, but he was also going to give Israel into their hand. But he put his trust, he made an agreement with the enemy. He put his trust in an agreement with the enemy, and the enemy went free. Instead of being conquered, they went free. Now, this is what came to me when I read about this plan here, you know, of letting Hillary and that bunch, the deep state, free from the criminality that they're under for some minor thing, much more minor. It's none of it's minor, but it's much more minor. It's an agreement that is made in hell. And anyway, it goes on. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubim a huge host with chariots and horsemen exceeding many? Yet because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thy hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. For from henceforth thou shalt have wars. Then Asa was wroth with the seer, and put him in the prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. Too much truth in his face at this particular time, obviously. And Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. And of course, then Asa died, you know. But now, I'm not saying Trump is as responsible as Asa was. Trump doesn't have this understanding, and you know, he's a conservative person. I believe he's going down the Christian road, and I believe he's gaining understanding as he goes, and we need to pray for him for wisdom. I do believe the Lord is going to send him extreme wisdom, probably as part of the man-child ministry. So, because that's typed in the scriptures also. So, but I don't believe he's responsible for all this, nor is the penalty going to be the same. But we know what God likes and what he wants. So that's what we need to be praying in here. We need to be praying down the work of ignorance and asking the Lord to bring down, of course, the deep state that's been built by, like I said, at least the last three regimes, and the Soros, and these people that are bankrolling this thing. And also, by the way, Soros has planned a war against the country in the middle of the summer here, that we need to be praying down, right? That it will all fail. Like the BLM thing that we prayed down, it failed, you know. So we need to be praying that down. And, of course, the crime families, you know, all of them that are mixed up in it, from the Bushes all the way down through the Clintons and all the way through Obama and so on and so forth. We need to pray all that down. Because God's hearing our prayer, and Pharaoh's got to go down along with his army. I mean, they've built up quite an army here in the deep state. They were originally meant to be intelligence, not enforcers. And so that all needs to change. I mean, that all needs to change. So, you know, I don't believe this thing is going to last for long. But I would a whole lot rather these things change now before the judgments that come when the man-child comes and the judgments that come when Planet X comes and all these things. I would a whole lot rather see, you know, Trump and his cabinet in firm control, which he hasn't been, but it's been working in that direction and very successfully, I'm convinced. Contrary to all the paranoia and stuff that's out there, we know what we pray for comes to pass. We know that when we stand and we speak the words, the Lord brings these things to pass. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, this scheme of sorrows to basically save the powers that be in their one world order, the bunch of communists that they are, and the plan of these Satanists to use Islam to conquer the nations and the governments of the nations of the world, we cast all that down, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. We say it will be a failure. Lord, we know there's a time coming when these things are going to be turned back and the beast is going to make war on the saints. But that trial has to come after their education for 3.5 years. And also, Lord, we know that you're going to restore the fear of the Lord through natural catastrophes and calamities that are coming from Planet X, and earthquakes and volcanic activity and tsunamis and all these things, Lord. You're going to restore the fear of the Lord to anybody that you've given common sense to. And we thank you for that, Father. But meanwhile, we ask that that not just the deep state is taken out and convicted, but also their supporters, their rulers, these criminals like Soros and his clan, the Bilderberger group, all these people that are the Illuminati, that Lord, you would tie them to all this and bring them down. Lord, we're thanking you, Lord, that these people are going to attempt to war against the man-child, but they're going to lose. And Trump is in parallel to that. He's just a more natural form of that plan. And so, Lord, we just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that we have authority. We are casting down these principalities and powers and rulers of darkness over the elite, over the deep state. We cast all this down. We send confusion in their ranks like there is right now. We ask that continue. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Father, we thank you for rising up and bringing an end to all this criminal activity. And Lord, giving us those, like I said, those 3.5 years of relative peace for the man-child to raise up the church. And we thank you for that, Father. In the name of Jesus, our Lord Jesus is coming in a way that the church doesn't realize and doesn't know. And yet the signs and wonders and miracles should reveal it to anybody and to everybody who they are and what they're doing. That they're coming in the image of Jesus Christ, that he is working through them, that he is bringing deliverance. And also, we've had three revelations here in the last few days of the beast, the deep state, the Satanists making war against the factious, making war against the man-child. And we had one today, as a matter of fact, which is very interesting, that the Satanists would be gathered together against the man-child. And we know that Satan knows that this is his main enemy that's coming, and that it's going to be the end of his plan, at least his plan, not the Lord's plan. And but, Father, we thank you for the victory in Jesus' name. We know that there is nothing going to happen to this man-child, that these enemies will rise up, but they will fail, just like the multitude of all the Satanists who were gathered together around the world to curse Trump. And I haven't seen any evidence of that coming to pass yet. So, Father, we thank you that our prayers are keeping this from happening. And Satan knows that, so he's going after the people that are his hindrance. And so we just rebuke all that. We cast it down. We send confusion in the ranks of the Satanists, in the ranks of Satan himself, and the principalities and powers, confusion and scattering of their hordes. We cast it down in Jesus' name. We've been given authority. To what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We take the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ that was given unto us. He said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be done unto thee. Lord, we do decree the confusion and the failure of Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea. The Red Sea being those that red map, Lord, that election map, that red conservative Trump movement there that has conquered the blue, Lord, and it's continuing to conquer, continuing to conquer. Thank you so much, Father, for the victory that you've given us in Jesus Christ. We claim it. We thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for your hedge of protection round about the man-child company, even before their anointing, and that the wisdom that you're giving to them in bringing down this dragon, which is a composite of all the wicked that is coming against the man-child, this dragon, for casting it down in Jesus' name. We thank you for the victory you've given us through Christ, who became accursed for us so we could have Abraham's blessings. Thank you, Lord, for this awesome thing that you're doing in America. It was very unexpected up until recently, but you told us you were going to have mercy because your people cried out to you, and your people are still crying, Lord, to you. We want a chance to bring about a revival here. We want your spirit to move through us to bring forth this awesome revival. Lord, the dry bones resurrection is that revival. Your people, Lord, are dead in their sins, and they're dead in their ignorance, and they've got no power to lift themselves up. But, Lord, all these things are raising up your people. I mean, a giant is about to stand up in this earth, and it is your people with the knowledge and the authority to come against these wicked rulers, and especially to get the truth out, and people coming into the kingdom, multitudes coming into the kingdom, and multitudes dying in the judgment that God is going to bring against all nations through the man-child. Lord, we thank you for that Red Sea. Right after that Red Sea is the tribulation. And so we see that the revelation on September the 23rd should be coming close to the end of this Red Sea experience. Now the 23rd revelation is the woman arrayed with the sun, birthing the man-child, who is then caught up to the throne. This is a sequence of events. And that the woman goes into the wilderness, which is the tribulation. So the Red Sea, I believe, is we're in it now. We're in that situation right now. And the waters are taken out, the blue. They're taken out the criminals and the criminal organizations. And thank you so much, Father, because your people are going to be going into the wilderness, and that army is not going to be behind them. That army is going down, and they'll be able to go into the wilderness relatively peaceful. And Lord, we just praise you and thank you that that you're bringing these judgments against the wicked. That the judgments that are going to come out of heaven against the wicked in this world is going to physically stop Pharaoh and his army. And we praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We believe that you are powerful to do all things and that you have given us authority to speak in agreement with your word and to cast these things down. And Father, we thank you that your angels are going forth. In fact, we send forth the angels in the name of Jesus Christ to hinder every work of Satan, every lie that's being concealed. We ask that those things be revealed. We thank you for bringing down those that are coming against this conservative movement, not only in America, but in other places of the world, all over the world. And that the plan of bringing the one world order right now will only be a stage in which the dragon attempts to do this but fails with the woman in the wilderness. Their plan is to take out the woman, and they can't do it. To take out the man-child, and they can't do it. Revelation 12 is very plain, and now we see why it's not going to be done for them. Their plan was to destroy Christianity and get it out of the way. They're Satanists. They are against everything Christian. They don't mind Muslims, who will kill any and everybody, but they don't like Christians. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this awesome move of your Spirit, this mercy that you have shown us. And Lord, you have so many wonderful surprises for us, and you're coming to bring awesome gifts and wisdom, Lord, that the enemy just cannot stand against any more than they could stand against Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the story in Zechariah that I read locally here about David and the people rising up and casting off the nations that are burdening themselves with Jerusalem, which is not that Jerusalem over in the Middle East, but the heavenly Jerusalem that's coming down out of heaven from God, being born from above. That those that are burdening themselves with your heavenly Jerusalem, Lord, they're all going to fail. David is going to be as God, and the people are all going to be like David in the enemy that comes against your Jerusalem, Lord. It will be a failure. Lord, we thank you for the cleansing that you've done to your Jerusalem and taking out of the midst the son of perdition, and cleansing your body, a spotless and blemishless bride, and getting them ready to lay the foundations of the new temple. And the Zerubbabel leadership and the bride to bring about the new temple that's being, the foundation will be laid. And we thank you for all this, Lord. Thank you for a wondrous miracle to bring to pass your blessings upon us, Father, in the name of Jesus.